The door opened, and she bowled in close to midnight, all energy and charisma, same as always, and sat down next to me as the TV glowed with some such nonsense. The invincibility of youth coursed through her veins, but she sighed as she restlessly nestled into my shoulder. A comfortable, familiar place now. A kiss grazing my neck as she settled like a kitty cat. And then another sigh. It had all began with a bad day. The friends that were supposed to meet me up for dinner had been thwarted by transport, so I went home for a glass of wine and a grumble. My flatmate's younger sister, she had announced to him that she'd be visiting the capital city for a weekend and needed a bed or a sofa accordingly. He'd merely sighed and agreed, knowing that it was the easiest option, a lifetime of experience guiding his response, since she wouldn't have taken no for an answer. She reached across my chest, her head on my shoulder, and fell asleep as I stroked her blonde hair very tenderly. I watched her breathe, a trusting vulnerability in the darkness, born of two souls having touched already. That aching trust of having someone sleep against you, the delicious decision that they know they can do that. I waited, feeling her breath against my skin, feeling her heartbeat, before scooping her up and taking her to my bed. My shift today starts in a few hours. My cursed insomnia will just have to be quelled with coffee and cigarettes. Again, I gently unbuttoned her gossamer thin blouse as she mumbled something, half asleep in a comfortable reverie. Blouse removed. I carefully helped her out of that little black skirt, sliding it down slowly over long, smooth legs. And then the tenderest unveiling of feet and ankles from black velvet pixie boots. She almost woke, mumbling under her breath, "No, the umbrella is elephant," as she turns over and wriggles, settling and finding her sleeping pose into the confines of the mattress with another deep sigh and with a dark smile as I enjoy the vulnerability, the options that I could take. I reach out and unclip her. Every item was black. The sexiness of that, as I unwrap my present, was just delicious. And I can feel myself twitching as my heat rises, and I watch as she breathes, unsure just how to proceed. Delicious decisions are always best made on the hoof, a precarious moment of yes or no. I slide my hand under her shoulder, taking the bra with me, along with that motion, allowing those, how can I describe them, beautifully firm breasts, letting them be free, black, lacy, and underwired, discarded upon the floor. She sniggled in response. I reach under the dip of her hip, sliding my hand slowly and silently on the bed linen, my left hand choosing to match my other. And the lace black panties are drawn away, and she is now naked and utterly at my mercy. I can smell her cunt, her essence, her core. I'll never probably meet her again. And I make my decision right there, in the nighttime shadows, choosing to do something I'll probably never forgive myself for. But that's why we're humans, as I try to justify my thoughts and desires. She's naked, and I draw a very thin, very low togged duvet all over her. After the drunken undressing, as she's falling into dreams, into night world, covering her as she breathes, mumbling something as she stretches, she reaches and arches as I just stand there, watching her find her nestle, hearing her sigh again. Smiling, I stand there and realize just why humans are beguiling. And then I get a coffee. That's life. We had already met, and I want her to breathe, and I have a shift at fucking 4 a.m. But she'd arrived yesterday, knocking on the door out of the blue, armed with a rucksack of imponderables, a warm and bubbly smile, and an effervescence oozing out of every pore. The first thing she did was drop the rucksack off of her frame and announce that that was the best thing she'd felt in 6 hours, flashed me a cheeky smile, and marched off inside. That was how we had met. I had no idea who the fuck she was. But what's not to like when first impressions throw such possibilities into your head? Confident, sassy, and shining with the veneer of "I don't give a fuck" that tells you they've never broken their heart. I scold myself a little for staring too hard as she walks, calves and legs and hips that just growl. But I went out for a newspaper and milk and returned to make tea. The boiling water made me visit the bathroom, but there was a previous claimant in the shower who shouted, "Oh no, only me," as I opened the door. She hadn't locked up, and gazing over her shoulder as water cascades over her, we locked into a gaze that just yearned. She knew, and I knew. And that's always the moment of, oh. I pause. "I'll come back when you're finished. Sorry for that. Damn locks, always slipping," I said. "I've been on a train for 6 hours. I'm just making me feel normal." She turned, glistening now, all naked and breathing, staring deeply into my eyes. There's always a magic moment when someone makes a decision. She stepped out of the shower and further towards me, with intent on her mind. Blonde, slick hair pasted around her neck, breasts shining, eyes all wide and fingertips questing as she reached towards me. "Too many clothes," she muttered, unbuttoning my shirt. Confident control and a desire to express, it's a heady mixture of emotion and lust, as I am unbound by this youthful desire to create a connection. How can I not? Once naked, she took me by the hand and returned me to her shower, the water and the steam only adding to the heat. The bathroom door was left wide open and gaping as I reached around her waist and pressed her against me, claiming her, defining her. Hands reach up gently as I stroke and envelop those breasts, and I growl. And my cock slips between her thighs, and she reaches down to eagerly guide me inside her. I just have to be slow and gentle. I want to deliciously dissolve her now. My right hand strokes down her belly to her swollen mound as she gasps at my first thrust deep. A young woman who wants to be fucking fucked. I slow my fingertips as I feel her clit react to my invasion, swollen tight, my thick, hard cock sliding back and forth, deeper and deeper, eliciting gasps and twitches as we discovered a rhythm that just built toward a discovery event. I thrust powerfully one more time and then hold the stance, muscles clenched, water pounding our skin as you feel and react to me. Kegels take over as you milk me, clenching, quenching, hips shifting and squirming in the random chaos of your release, and my hands press you harder into me. You feel my stance soften and relax as I reach the point and bite your shoulder, shuddering as I unload, pulsing again and again, deep inside you, hands gripping you tightly, almost desperately. I feel your whole existence tense as you freeze and sigh, and then relax as our souls meet and mix. My cock twitches slower and slower, all sated. You slipped from me, turned, and wrapped your arms around me, nails grazing my back languidly as you whispered, "Fuck," into my neck. And we held that embrace, door wide open as we touched and ached and kissed. I break the moment and lean back, my hand still firmly on your hips, but our eyes were shining, water cascading everywhere. As the front door, loudly announcing its opening, locks grinding as flatmate stomps through the threshold and straight into his room at the front of the house. Shared glances as we lock gazes at the enormity of where we are. "Fuck," I repeat softly. She responded with a kiss, an acknowledgement of what we've just discovered, a kiss that yearns of a place touched deeply, an abandonment of such completeness, a discovery of unintentions. "Yes, you did," she whispered. I kissed her again, this time urgent and brazen, because the door stays open, and she just glowed as I stepped away. I quietly padded to my own room, scooping up my scattered clothing as I go, with soft steps, ever conscious of the flatmate perhaps discovering the adventure with his sister. But, door closed, I sighed and slumped down on my bed, my muscles still reacting from what I've just seen and felt, heart thumping. Then I heard the flatmate stomping through the corridor and go down into the kitchen. "Oh, for fuck's sake, this isn't home. You can't do this with a door open. I've got a fucking flatmate," I hear through the walls. And a door is slammed shut, loudly. Secrets. They are so delicious. I'd undressed her as she comfortably felt, able to fall asleep on me. Secrets shared in the memories, on a Sunday night, vulnerable. And on the pillow beside her, as my shift for Monday started at 4 a.m. I'd merely smiled at my ability to undress her to sleep fully now. And, what can I say? I'm a gentleman. When she wakes up later, she will discover a post-it lying next to her, merely saying, "Grinning wildly, put you to bed and let you just sleep. But when a woman tousles her hair and lets me growl, oh yes, yes please."